Nolte, Top Biden Staffer Calls Republicans a Bunch of F-Seekers. By John Nolte on December 16, 2020. President-elect Joe Biden's incoming White House Deputy Chief of Staff Jen O'Malley Dillon called Republicans a bunch of fuckers in an interview with Glamour magazine. In the interview, O'Malley Dillon fielded a question regarding whether compromise with Republicans was possible in order to get things done. O'Malley Dillon said, "I'm not saying they're not a bunch of fuckers," she said, referring to Republicans, adding, "Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is terrible." She then praised Biden for all his talk about healing. From start to finish, Biden set out with this idea that unity was possible, that together we are stronger, that we, as a country, need healing, and our politics needs that too. Yeah, way to heal our politics, cupcake. This is the mentality we always see from these terrible people. It's never about healing in the way normal people understand that term. Instead, it's always about, we're going to heal now. You bunch of fuckers, so you better heal now if we're gonna heal. And if we don't heal, it's the fault of you fuckers because you refuse to heal. Even with all the scrutiny over all those years, I don't remember anyone in the Trump administration talking like this. Not even getting caught talking like this, but look at warped our media and political culture now. Look at all the special privileges that now come with being a left-wing Democrat. Democrats have it so good in this country, O'Malley Dillon felt perfectly safe and comfortable calling Republicans a bunch of fuckers in an on-the-record interview. That is how much privilege Democrats now enjoy. The rest of us? We bunch of fuckers? We're all second-class citizens who get blacklisted, fired, and deplatformed for using the wrong pronoun. But an incoming White House staffer is so aware of her privilege. She felt perfectly secure in the knowledge she could say such a thing and never pay a penalty. Not a career, political, or social penalty. If you want to talk about privilege, that is privilege. And that's just the way it is, and it's getting worse. Former President Bill Clinton has been credibly accused of rape. No problem. His fraudulency Joe Biden has been credibly accused of sexual assault. No problem. Jeffrey Toobin gets caught masturbating during a video conference with work colleagues. No problem. Incoming White House Deputy Chief of Staff calls the GOP a bunch of fuckers. No problem. No consequences. No social penalties. Nothing but pats on the back and salutations from the beautiful people. The same beautiful people who annihilate the lives of everyday people for wrong, think. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.